This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rain-drenched Californians say enough. Dallas Cowboys send Tom, 45-year-old Brady, packing. Could this be it for him? Certainly it is for this season. And the Bucks. And it was Martin Luther King Day. And in the words of the Reverend Bernice King, who leads the King Center at Atlanta, she said leaders, especially politicians, too often cheapen her father's legacy into a comfortable and convenient king offering easy platitudes on a federal holiday. She said, we love to quote King in and around the holiday, but then refuse to live King 365 days of the year. She said that at a commemorative service at Ebenezer Baptist Church where her father once preached. Good sentiment. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. I was watching that game where Tom Brady didn't look very Brady-esque, but he didn't have a lot of help from his friends on the Bucks team, and it was all about the Cowboys and how superior they were. We'll talk about the playoffs as we dive into some odds and ends. But really, truly, we feel for our friends in California. You know, you look at Los Angeles and the rain totals, you have to go back to the 1800s for the amount of rain that they've gotten. If you want an upside to this, I guess the upside is the drought was so bad that in some areas they've gotten more rain than they've gotten in a couple of years. So it is solving a little bit of that dilemma, but it's creating others. It is almost over. Monday, the last day of heavy rain for California. Relentless storms that have just ripped the state apart with flooding and mudslides and everything else in between that water can do. You know, you had about 175 people that had to be rescued from rising waters in San Joaquin County. Where's that? It's right near San Francisco. All in and around San Francisco, it's been pretty bad. Flood watches were in effect for more than 8 million in Cali on Monday. And now, luckily, this is all being pushed out. So the flash flooding, the mudslides, the landslides, still a little bit of a concern. And there's the heavy snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Just impossible to get in and out of Lake Tahoe almost. Just absolutely crazy. There is fatigue out there, that's for sure. Crazy, crazy amounts of fatigue because, again, of the amount of rain and the amount of incredible events that have happened as a result of that. More cars floating than one can imagine. Just absolutely crazy. Rescue teams doing their jobs from the north to the south. We've talked about a lot of those stories in between. That's for sure. Other things that are really popping up, I guess, on the radar, I would say, is there still is conversation about it, and I can understand why. Absolutely. It was a shocker. Lisa Marie Presley. And the fact that she was the sole owner of her father's estate. She was running it with her mother, Priscilla, for most of the time. But she dies at 54. Unexpectedly, of cardiac arrest. And then you look at now stories that are popping up as to what it cost and what she inherited from the king. She inherited $100 million from everything that was part of Presley's, albums, memorabilia, everything that was part of the Elvis Presley enterprise. She was the only child of Elvis, was left that entire estate in his will when he died in 77 at age 42. So I would think that everything there, and this is what's being said, will move on when it comes to Graceland and people coming to visit. It's one of the biggest places, destinations in the United States, like in the top five, for people from other places in the world to come and see in places and people, rather, in the United States. But now there's these stories about how much she was bringing in a month from her father's estate and business, and then how much was owed, of course. And the monthly expenses were absolutely crazy, like $23,000 in rent. But again, I think the concern that a lot of people had was, wow, what does it mean if there's this money that's owed the IRS and the debt, and what will that do to Graceland? And the answer is it will still remain open and roll on business as usual. But very sad story about Presley. Again, 54, went to the Gold Globe Awards, and then a couple of days later, she dies of a cardiac arrest. Really, really tough, leaving several kids behind. Moving on from Presley and what happens to his mansion, and again, tributes that have poured in for that family and concern for the family. You go to what else is going on in Ukraine. And the fact is, and we talked about this as we kicked off the week in our last show, the missile strike that hit the Ukraine on a building that there were so many people that were in that building, 40 people were killed, but there were dozens of other people in Dnipro that were injured during that strike. So there are still people, too, that are missing. The rescue teams, days later, are still picking through the rubble in the hopes of finding more survivors. When you have almost 100 people injured and 14 of them children, it was a building that was home to about 1,700 people. And it just brings home what is going on in Ukraine. You have President Zelensky, who took to the airwaves to talk about how awful this was, how the strikes absolutely confirming that crews with dogs were trying to find people, and that 30 missiles were launched, and that 20 of them were shot down, but others got through, and saying that the enemy will definitely receive our response on the battlefield. So that continues to be of big concern for the people that are there, for what are the developments moving forward this year in 2023, how long does this go on. In February, the beginning of February, it will be 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine, and how they set up along the borders and used it as kind of a staging ground, and then ultimately rolled in. And we've got Ukraine soldiers who are in the U.S. for Patriot air defense training, and the timing couldn't be better for that. Soldiers from the armed forces of Ukraine are at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, to start that training. And the Pentagon's confirmed that, saying that the same instructors who teach U.S. allied and partner nations are doing this training, and that the training will take several months so that they're absolutely skilled on being able to operate the Patriot missile defense system to help counter Russia's attacks against the civilian population and the infrastructure. And this is something that they desperately, desperately need in Ukraine. Coming up, tweet this. So much still happens despite Elon Musk and his attempts to, I think, tank the Twittersphere. It couldn't be bigger. So what's trending? We're talking about it on the flip side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Hello, Twitter bird. Tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Any little thing will do.
First little tweet's a winner. You can do it too.
Yes, tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Everyone will know what's new.
Tweet a little tweet. It's up to you. In 140 characters, I'll tell you what I eat.
On Twitter, I post random arts and pictures of my feet.
I'm skating. I'm skating. While walking down the street.
Yeah, Twitter's pretty
lame. I'm literally Twitter in my life.
It is true. I mean, look, so many people use Twitter to communicate. There's no question about it. School districts do it. Police departments do it. City councils do it. I mean, you name the entity and I can look it up and tell you, yeah, of course, that's where you'll find immediate answers, right? Because that has become the preferred method. It's easy, boom, to hit people up and let them know something's going on, right? When Hurricane Ian was happening, you wanted to see the worst areas not to be in and where people were being evacuated. That's where you looked. Californians who are soaked and tired, as I said, weary of all of the rain, road closures, and road closures, by the way, that are going to go on for a while. And then just when things are happening that shouldn't be happening, people have their phones that are basically making them videographers now, and they're shooting whatever they're seeing and putting it out on Twitter. And then if it goes viral, it really starts to trend. People see it, and often it is evidence in so many court cases, both whether we're talking about criminal court cases or whether we're talking about white collar crime sometimes or just simple divorces. There is the whole Twitter profile and going through it. So you get the deal. I mean, listen, it is the town square. Absolutely. So trending on Twitter, we just had the Cowboys at the Buccaneers, and one of the big stories was Brett Maher, who is the kicker for the Cowboys, missed four extra points. So for those of you who are not football fans, you know, you're basically lining up and what we call a chip shot, knocking it in to the in between the uprights, and he didn't do that four times, and it was shocking to see that. But the Cowboys crushed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so in the end, it that part didn't matter. They had enough ammunition to win, but the concern would be moving on. So there were a lot of interesting, funny kind of memes that were out there on Twitter showing pictures of, you know, video of somebody going into the Cowboys practice facilities but being locked out and saying, this is Maher coming to work tomorrow. And so on and so forth, right? And then, of course, the fact that it was such a blowout, there were a lot of tweets about that. Good night, Brady. See you, Brady. Could this be the end of the old man? And putting memes of seriously old, aging people with footballs in their hands and just, you know, really kind of funny, crazy things. And then in between what was actually going on in the game, because as I said, that's the record. So somebody wanted to keep score and they couldn't watch the game and they're on Twitter. They see, oh, here's a little footage of what happened. And this is what happened at the end. And this is how they scored first. And, you know, just actually in real time getting updates on, for example, Dalton Schultz's 22-yard touchdown pass, you know, from Dak Prescott catching that in 22 yards, boom, there's a score. So you'd see a little bit of video of that. That's normal for sports, right? That's the kind of stuff that you see. During the game, they had an exclusive preview of The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian is incredibly popular on Disney Plus. I will tell you, I got sucked into The Mandalorian, so hashtag I watch it, The Mandalorian. It starts streaming on March 1st, and it is only on Disney Plus. This is a continuation, a different version of the whole Star Wars thing, if you will. And, you know, for example, there is the character Grogu, and I'll let you figure out who Grogu is. You certainly know it if you think about it. Just change the letters around. Maybe some of you are fans, and so you know. So there were little slices of video there, like somebody put The Mandalorian, this is the way, because that's one of the phrases that's used, this is the way. And then there was, being hyped up, there was a little slice of what it will look like this season, and it says the new season of The Mandalorian starts streaming March 1st, only on Disney Plus. And Robert Iger, who is running Disney, said, watch the NFL on ESPN, see the trailer for the new season of The Mandalorian. I call that a great night. So he was pumping it up, as were others doing the same thing. And then one thing that I thought was really cool, I saw on Twitter, there was a fan who wrote, The Mandalorian Season 3 trailer, but what it actually was stormtroopers of all different sorts, hundreds of them coming down escalators. So it looked like it was some sort of a convention. It was pretty wild to see it. It was very clever, and that's what it was meant to be, from a fan excited about The Mandalorian coming back. And then there was, there was a couple of things. There was Carl Weathers, who wrote This Is the Way. And by season 5 of The Mandalorian, I expect Greef Karga to complete his transformation into a planetary leader composed entirely of clothes, showing the transformation of the character. So there were a lot of funny things that were on that. And then another thing I noticed that was trending. And so when it's trending like The Mandalorian, 48,000 plus tweets. The Cowboy game at the Buccaneers and the different things that happened over that, 50,000 tweets. Then you had Pedro Pascal, 61,000 tweets. And of course, that goes to The Mandalorian and the main character. Then you had trending, you had Russell Gage, and Russell Gage Jr., who's popular, put God's timing is always perfect, and then he showed, you know, different scenes of prayers up for Russell Gage of the Buccaneers, because everybody remembers when Damar Hamlin, the Bills player, went down and couldn't breathe and obviously died on the field and had to be revived and had a cardiac arrest and then went in the hospital and, you know, he's recovering. Russell Gage goes down and you start to see players kneeling down, both Cowboys and Tampa Bay Bucks, and so he gets carted off the field, not the same situation as what happened with Damar Hamlin, but a scary moment nonetheless, so another reminder about what happens in pro football. So certainly there's a lot of sports mixed in between with that. And again, just showing the moments of hope he's okay and that kind of thing. And you know, again, showing the break, we'll take a break, they step aside, that whole thing. Was it a serious injury? He left the game with an injury, so that's never, ever, ever a good thing, that's for sure. So that's it for Tweet This. That was the main deal of what was being talked about, a lot of it focusing on that game, also the preview of The Mandalorian, also Joe Biden is another thing because of the documents. That's another thing that has been trending, Biden and the secret documents, and it's not a surprise either because that has been on the mind of so many people because it seems like every time you turn around, it's like, oh, no, here we go again. So in this case, to my point of people going to Twitter to express themselves, Barbara Streisand says the press is equating the classified documents taken by President Biden and Trump. The former searched through his documents and promptly returned them to the archive. The latter deliberately held them back until an FBI search. 1,700 people looked at that one. Representative Jim Jordan says what prompted them to look for Joe Biden's classified documents? ? 4.2 million looked at that. Representative Mark Green, oh, I give up. Why are Biden's personal attorneys who have no security clearance searching for additional classified documents instead of the FBI? 1.4 million on Green's Twitter. Mailbag next.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast.
Black unemployment is near record lows. Wages for black workers are up. 2 strongest years ever for small business creation, including black small businesses.
Biden says we as a country should be following Dr. King's legacy. The discovery of classified documents at President Biden's Delaware home is drawing comments from his predecessor. In a post on Truth Social, former President Trump bragged that the files seized from his own Mar-a-Lago estate this past summer by the FBI were better protected than the files recently discovered at President Biden's residence. The United States will hit its debt limit later this week. That's the warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She's told Congress the Treasury Department will begin to take steps soon to avoid default. She's unable to estimate how long the federal government will be able to pay its bills. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Brinjuri, 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 undiri, undinjuri. 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 Brinjuri, undiri, undiri, undiri.
Yes, thank you once again. 24/7 available, Kate at katefillingradio.com, and you're always filling it up. So let's go to our first one. This is from Jack, who says, Kate, black box, recovered at all in that Nepal crash? I saw some video of it. Very, very sad. It was very sad. Hundreds of people searched that gorge where that airplane crashed, and the black boxes were recovered. And they're still searching for three other people. 72 people were on board that flight. It was strange. It looked like it, from the video that was out there, it looked like, oh, it's just like having a problem. It's coming down. But, oh, no, it came right down on that gorge. So three people still counted as missing. They don't think they're going to locate survivors. This is a 300-meter deep gorge. That's where it went down, and it's made it difficult, and that's why the black box concern, because they had to take ropes, basically, and go all the way down into that gorge and look and look and look. And, yeah, there were people from all different countries that were on the plane. It was really a tourist plane. And then there were some plenty of nationals, too, that were there. And, again, trying to figure out what it was. What did they see? What was it? That's why they need the black boxes that pulled that down. It left, went up at like 10:30 in the morning, And then it was just a short flight, and then it went down. It crashed over this gorge, which is east of the city, at 20 minutes later. So it was a shocker, and I think that's why there were probably different angles of that and whatnot. The Prime Minister there even declared it a day of mourning on, National Day of Mourning on Monday. All right, this is from Max. Kate Delaney, I know you were watching that game, The Mandalorian. I know you watched The Mandalorian Season 3. Who's your favorite character? That's easy. It's Grogu. And I made a reference to Grogu earlier, and I'll just tell you, it's Baby Yoda. I mean, that's what it is. You're talking about Yoda as a baby, and I just think it's the most hilarious. So, I mean, Boba Fett, you know, there's a couple others I certainly like, but Grogu is cool. I don't know. I like Pedro Pascal, too. He's the actor who plays the Mandalorian for sure, and there are countless other good actors in that. I'm hooked. I am just hooked on The Mandalorian. It's kind of a backstory with me. I'll tell you the backstory. I told my nephew and the Hubs that, I'm not really a Star Wars fan. I know that doesn't really go with the things that I like, but I don't know why. I never got hooked in it. And they made me, or really chided me into watching them all again, and watching all the movies, and I decided, you know what, now watching it, I actually like it. And so the new offerings, The Mandalorian is absolutely my favorite. So thanks for asking that, Max. If we were having a conversation, I would ask you, who's your favorite character? Email me that. All right, we move on to this one. This is from Cara, who says, Kate, checking in, a weary Californian. You have a lot of listeners here. I'm listening to you on KCAA. I have family all over California. We're checking in constantly with each other. I even have a couple of good friends that live sort of in that Tahoe area, and they say it's been awful. You can't get in or out, period. There's just a wall of snow everywhere that you look. School has been canceled again and again and again. And we're dealing with all kinds of flooding all over the place. You know that. You've talked about it. And the drought was one thing, but I think most of us will be so happy to get out of this atmospheric river nonsense that we're hearing too much about. Well, yeah, we keep saying it. You're right. You know, 8 million people were still under a flood watch until midnight Monday for the coastal Central California area. And I think the scary thing is, because I live there, I lived in Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo County, that whole area there, it's the mudslides and the landslides because the land is oversaturated with the massive amounts of downpours and then getting inundated again. I mean, California's had, I guess, more than 500 landslides since December 30th. That's crazy. And I know this from hurricanes and whatnot in Florida. The trees can topple when you get that weakened soil, and then there's more power outages and just more in general misery and stuff that you have to deal with. Now it's going to be about drying out, digging out, and the rest of it. So, Cara, good luck to you and your family for sure. Okay, we move on yet again. This one, all different kinds of interesting emails I got from people. This one I got from Abe, who says, ugh, enough with the whole Biden and the papers. What a dummy is what I think it is. And who knows what's in these documents. And it is poor timing for the Democrats as per usual. And of course, everybody is weighing in on this, including Trump, which I actually don't blame them for that. But what is in the documents? Of course, this is what we want to know. And then there was the story, Kate, and you talked about it, that what was the log, who was visiting his house, because they found the documents in the garage. And then the answer came back, there was no log, just like there was no log at Mar-a-Lago for Donald Trump. I guess they live like most of us. They don't keep logs at their front doors for people who come in to visit thinking that they might steal something. Oh, yeah, like the classified documents. Yes. It, you know, here's the thing. At this point, the Attorney General gave some details about a special counsel, and Robert Hur is the special counsel in this case. And the thing that happened is November 4th, the National Archives contacted the Justice Department to say the White House notified them that the documents that had classification markings were at the Penn Biden Center. It's a think tank in D.C., that he used after leaving the VP office in 2017. And then the story breaks about the documents, besides the ones at the center, about the documents at his home in the garage, right? That there were more, small number, it was described, with classified markings at his Wilmington house. And the lawyers say these go back to the vice presidency, too. I mean, so the latest thing we have that just happened this week is what I said. There is a special counsel, and they're going to investigate this, and that's what the scoop is. They're going to review the places, the documents, all of that, and move forward in that way. But the curiosity level is absolutely 100% there. Speaking of curiosity, this one from Jake, and he says, Kate, Jake here, longtime listener in Austin, Texas, and I've been emailing you for a long time. I'll tell you what, the people in New York who elected Santos must be beside themselves having him as their representative. Every day there is some other crazy lie or exaggeration that breaks about something that he said he did that then is proven to be false. So if they can get him on a money thing, then I think he's out. But that might be pretty tough to do. So that means they got a couple years of his representation, and it's got to be probably about those campaign funds. That's the way they could remove him. Yeah, bingo, bingo. He could be removed if he broke campaign finance laws. So the push, especially for the New York Democrats, is to figure that out. So, and the chair of the House Oversight Committee is saying if he broke campaign finance laws, he has to be removed from Congress. So that would be a no-brainer. But let's see if that's the case. I mean, New York Republicans are calling on the feds to freeze his campaign funds to try to uncover all of that, right? They're asking the Department of Justice to do that. I mean, it's wild because now Kevin McCarthy is even saying, he hasn't said anything about, yes, he should be removed or any of that, but he said that he admitted that he always had a few questions about George Santos's resume, but he didn't say much as to, he just said that. In an interview, he was asked about it. He just said, yeah, I just had a few questions about him. And part of that is because the reporter was asking about how a Santos staffer was caught impersonating McCarthy's chief of staff to make fundraising calls during the 2020 and 2022 House campaigns. And that's one of the things that happened. So when he was asked, he said, I thought some things were odd about it. And of course, there's so many fabrications, it's absolutely crazy, the things that he said on this resume. But then that goes to the whole vetting process, and shame on, you know, that district for not vetting him closer. It'd be easy to make a couple of quick phone calls, for goodness sake, to verify a few things on that resume. And how could they not have done at least that? You can email me once again, day or night, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you have the
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wow, perfect to usher in odds and ends because there was a close call as two packed planes almost collided on a runway at New York's JFK. One of them, 100 miles an hour is going. Imagine, put on the brakes, put on the brakes. Very strange. And one of the planes was on the wrong runway. So scary to hear about that. And people would be surprised how often that happens, but this was really a close miss. One crossed onto the runway as the other was about to take off. What a terrible Friday the 13th close call that would have been if there had been a collision. It happened almost at 9 o'clock. A crew noticed an American Airlines jetliner crossing onto the runway from an adjacent taxiway just as Delta, one of their planes, was about to take off. The Delta pilot slammed on the brake just in time to avoid that tragedy. The plane was carrying about 150 people. It stopped 1,000 feet away from the American Airlines plane. The takeoff was aborted after air traffic controllers noticed another aircraft crossing the runway in front of the jetliner. Really, really scary. No one was hurt. But the Delta passengers who were going to the Dominican Republic, they missed out on one night of their trip because they got sent back to the gate. They gave them hotels for the night, and then they came back the next day and then flew out. But, boy, and then the other one was going to London. That left and arrived in the UK on time on Saturday morning. And very chilling to hear and see the craziness of what happened there. This was a good moment over the weekend. The good moment is when a good guy gets awarded for, in my opinion, what he portrayed as an actor and made something of. In the role of a lifetime, he calls it the whale, Brendan Fraser really rose to popularity when he played, you know, he was in The Mummy. And subsequently that had a franchise, and he became very well known for that. And other roles, too, as Tarzan, you know, the whole George of the Jungle thing. And he was in several other movies and whatnot. But this was an interesting one for him. And he said that he wasn't near Hollywood, so they must have put breadcrumbs out. They followed the breadcrumbs and found him again. He's very emotional, playing a severely overweight man dealing with his daughter. And here's what he said when he won a Critics' Choice Award over the weekend.
If you, like a guy like Charlie, who I played in this movie, in any way struggle with obesity, or you just feel like you're in a dark sea, I want you to know that if you too can have the strength to just get to your feet and go to the light, good things will happen.
Yeah, so there you go. One of the better speeches, I think, for the offerings of another awards show. It's that awards season. And he said the movie is about love and redemption when he also went through a little bit more on the speech. And it was a big, big moment for him winning that for Best Actor. And then, of course, like I said, it is awards season, Who knows if he'll win any more awards. What's interesting is you look at the audience for that, right? We do like a cheap movie review here. A lot of you wanted me to bring that back, and I did. And that's talking about what movies are out and looking at a movie. But the ratings for that, it was on CW. Chelsea Handler was the host. And I looked at the ratings. The ratings for that broadcast were not very good. I mean, the ratings were less than 1.1 million, drew 900,000 viewers. These are the early Nielsen numbers. So a little bit of a dip even from last year, what they had last year with the Critics' Choice Awards. But I think people weren't watching. I mean, here's an example. The ratings winner of that night, of Sunday night, was the NBC broadcast of the AFC wild card NFL matchup between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Ravens. That game, 21.2 million viewers. Huge. The demographic, the targeted demographic, 18 to 49, big, 5.6 in that rating. So football draws huge numbers, especially when you're talking about playoffs. But I think award shows just don't do it for people anymore. I don't think award shows, I don't know if I were trying to put together an award show, how would I do it? Maybe through some kind of mechanism of streaming, which is what they're offering too, but they just do not draw the eyeballs for that. All right, odds and ends includes the Cowboys at the Buccaneers score. The final score, 31 to 14. So now the Dallas Cowboys move on, and they'll take on San Francisco next week. And what happened in this game is both offenses were a little bit slow out of the gate, But then, boy, things really turned around for Dak Prescott, who was, I think, under fire for a lousy performance the week before. He had an incredible performance in the end. He was 25 of 33 for 305 yards and four touchdowns. He also rushed for a score, added 24 yards on the ground. He was doing everything he could to, I think, make something happen. So, as I mentioned, the Cowboys go for their divisional round matchup with the 49ers. That'll happen on the West Coast at Levi's Stadium on Sunday at 6:30 Eastern. It kicks. And the Buccaneers, who knows, Brady in the offseason, he'll hit free agency, deciding his next move. Does he play again next year? Does he decide, okay, I'm done? Who knows? He has not offered anything in that department, so we'll wait and see. When he was asked about, he wasn't going to tell Troy Aikman, as Troy Aikman said, who called the game, but he did mention that it would be a decision he would make, and that would be that. So he's not going to, I guess he's not going to retire and unretire, and, you know, who knows? Who knows? And odds and ends, another quick football thing here. Dallas scored the three touchdowns in the first half, but Brett Maher couldn't connect with the extra points. It would have been nearly perfect except for that. I mean, he missed one point, he missed a second point, and then he misses a third point, another point. It was the yips, a terrible, terrible case of the yips, missing his first four attempts against the Buccaneers. He did make one finally. And there was a loud cheer, even from a sarcastic cheer from the crowd at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. But boy, what a struggle. This is a kicker that has been clutch for them all year. And it did seem like in the end, especially after he made the last one, that he has the support of his teammates. But you go into the playoffs, you got to have the guy who can kick, because so often it'll come down to a kick. A point here, a point there, and you're out of luck if you have a kicker who can't nail even the simplest, almost automatic kicks for those extra points. That can be absolutely deadly. All right, and then this is an interesting odds and ends story. We always think of China and the population, but China announced its first population decline in decades. They are the world's most populous nation, and the birth rate has plunged. The National Bureau of Statistics said on Tuesday that the country had 850,000 fewer people at the end of 2022 than the previous year. The tally includes only the population, though, of mainland China. It excludes Hong Kong and Macau, as well as foreign residents, so that can make a very big difference there. But, give or take, that leaves a total of 1.41 billion people. Wow, 1.41 billion people still sounds like a lot to me, that's for sure. Men, by the way, outnumbering women by 722.6 million to 689.69 million. On that note, it's a wrap for this hour. It's 2023, peeps. Thanks so much for listening. Still make it count.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.